Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
It's ESC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. MOB. What is a MOB? The acronym, according to Beth Ann, is Malicious Obnoxious Behavior. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner. Democracy can easily amount to mob rule, which is why a republic is thought to be superior. A republic that combines representative government with a constitution that can help prevent the mob from trampling on others' unalienable rights. A republic, a form of government in which power is explicitly vested in the people, who in turn exercise their power through elected representatives. Today, the terms republic and democracy are virtually interchangeable, but historically, the two differ. President Trump said Hillary doesn't get it. She never did, and she never will, and that's why she lost. She just doesn't get it. Well, I think maybe she does get it. She just has a different idea. The mainstream media, and these happen to be all four of them, journalists or hosts of color, and they were quite mean to Kanye West, calling him dumb, saying he couldn't read, and that he's become the poster child, just there to get pictures taken with the president, that he's lost his mind trying to work with the president, President Donald Trump. Well, they don't get it either. Or do they? Kanye West wants to bring people together, much like our friend Foster Freeze. Have a cup of coffee and let's find a common denominator. But many on the left, they don't, or the just call them Trump haters. Some of them are on the right. They're kind of failing, though. They don't want us to come together. They don't want that at all. If America comes together and no longer is divided by gender, by race, by religion, and we figure it all out, they've lost. Many in Congress have refused to meet with President Donald Trump. Maxine Waters is one of them, and she's one that's called for violence against anyone who supports President Donald Trump. They will not talk about a way to compromise, although I confess I hate that word, because compromise has kind of brought us to where we are today. While these on the left are pushing socialism, our legislatures for many years have been legislating things that, bills and such, that are socialistic minded. Kanye West wants to bring Kaepernick, and President Trump together. They will have coffee, or will they have coffee? I predict that Colin won't do this. He isn't about getting or bettering the USA. He's about changing the USA, and that's a difference. He wants to change it to a socialist, communist country. The man idolizes without apology Cuba's Castro. Now, I wonder how Castro's police act toward the public. I think we know how they act. So let Colin try and wear his pig socks in Cuba and see what happens. The She Too movement. Have you noticed that all these females are getting on there? She Too. She Too is now a part of the Me Too movement. It began, I can't begin to tell you, just exactly how disappointed I am in Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is a young, she's not as young as she was, but she's a young country star or pop star. I think her music goes on both sides. And she's been careful about some of the things she does and says because she knows, and she said this, that she is looked at by a lot of the younger women. But she decided to get political now, this young, talented woman. She never wanted for anything a day in her life. She had plenty of money backing her career. She didn't have to play at the dives to make it. Now she's joining in on the framing of Kavanaugh, believing the woman who had no evidence against him. Taylor Swift has revealed she, too, is on now part of the Me Too movement, no longer believes in the rule of law, no longer believes in innocent until proven guilty or due process in our law. Nope. She said it, and that's it. If a woman says it, that's it. We just have to believe them. I don't believe that. Any more than you have to believe everything I say here on the microphone. And I'm not going to put up with these women. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to back down. The She Too movement or the Me Too movement are obviously there for attention or out of sheer ignorance of the law for many of these women like Taylor Swift. Now, Hollywood got on board because they wanted to pretend that they were actually doing something when they themselves were the most guilty of all. Taking away the history, bad and good, dark and light, of America's history has borne us a couple of generations of totally politically, constitutionally clueless people. And I'm not saying that to be mean. It's just the truth. They're not taught. You can't know if you're not taught. They've had life fairly easy, and they lost perspective on the whys. Others who have had life a bit rough and unfair don't understand how to overcome because they're being held in a new type of slavery, government promises, and dependence. Ignorance of what truly has taken place or what they truly can do to change things as to who they are and how they can be. Hate has ruled them. And those who have risen above it, they hate the ones who have risen above it. They hate for those who are different. And this isn't a respecter of people of color. It's everyone. Civility. Kick them. Or unite them. I think we know that the first two will not serve this nation well or any of its people. Neither will roll over and comply to the threats. That will be the final nail in the coffin of freedom and independence for the future generations of America. November counts. I have never, ever, ever voted a straight ticket. Never. But I will in November, just because of what happened in D.C. in the last couple of years. So your vote is needed. Paid mercenaries. Everyone knows what those are. And paid protesters. Is there a difference in paid mercenaries and paid protesters? The lazy British hired mercenaries to fight against the American people because they didn't want to be totally bothered. They had their troops there as well, but they wanted to kind of hold back a little, and they didn't want to put all into it. I mean, we weren't worth that much, were we? And paid protesters. Now, I look at paid protesters as a sign that they don't really have enough support otherwise. So they got to bring them in and pay them. Paid protesters. So, America, you have a decision to make in November. We're going to talk about civility and uniting. We're supposed to be the United States of America. That doesn't mean we're not going to have difference of opinions. We are. But we're supposed to be united. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're going to talk about civility. Kick them or be united. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Thank you. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phone lines. Larry, what's on your mind today? Larry from Missouri.
Hi, Beth. I want to say a word about them protesters. There's something I'm missing here. Our society, they're against our kids being bullied in schools and, in homes and online and everything like that. But yet, these protesters, that's exactly what they're doing to the politicians, trying to bully them. How come they ain't arrested or something? How many of them have kids that get bullied and stuff and they don't like it? And yet they turn around and do the same thing to them.
And you know, it's not just the elected officials that they're bullying now. They're in Portland, Oregon. They're stopping traffic.
Well,
and yelling and screaming and carrying on. And it's horrible.
They could be somehow disciplined on that end of the deal.
But they aren't being disciplined, and I want to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. They're not being disciplined. The laws are not being enforced. They're allowing this because I guess they're afraid. I guess they're afraid of how much worse it'll get if they stop them. And we can't have that. We just can't have that. That is not peaceable. That is not peaceful demonstrations. That is not a peaceful protest. And we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your call. Now, I had mentioned about mercenaries. And I want to ask you, what gives you a rise? What's going to make you start getting involved? What's going to I don't know, inspire you? I can't think of the right word. Inspire, encourage, make you mad enough to do something? What's it going to take? It says, while a group of mercenaries did help Washington win the Revolutionary War, they weren't fighting on the American side. Washington's strategic ability to defeat and capture a group of mercenaries and his political ability to turn it into the rallying event for America would change the course of the war and history. Washington and his troops captured a group of mercenaries that had been hired by the British to fight the colonists. What an insult, right? British hired about almost 30,000 of these troops from modern-day Germany. Most came from the German state of Hesse-Cassel. As you might expect, now think about what we're going through today. Now, I know it's not a war such as we were in then, but it is a war of sorts. So stop and think about this. Think about all of the political analogies and what they've been saying here lately about, well, how's that going to affect your vote? How's that going to bring the people out? Is this going to give them a rise and they're all going to come out and vote for or against? Or what? How's it going to affect that? Well, here's what happened there. As you might expect, the colonists were already upset with England for the whole taxation without representation deal. But sending in foreign soldiers to fight their own people was a move that ultimately turned a lot of colonists against their British counterparts. Washington knew this, and he so started developing a plan to strike and blow to the British army while also raising support for his cause against the Americans. It upset them when the king decided, well, we'll just pay these guys to come in there and fight. Now, this was the Valley Forge. This was the Christmas battle. They didn't expect those colonists, you know, they weren't an organized army anyway. They didn't expect them to fight on a holiday. But they did. And I think they caught the Germans, who probably weren't they're mercenaries. We won't call them Germans. They weren't really Germans at that time. They weren't really as dedicated to a cause. They were just being paid to do a job. So if the paid protesters were no longer paid, what would they be doing? What would happen? Who's the most dedicated? Now, I listened to this last night, and I would say the far left right now is very motivated. And they are dedicated to socialism. Whereas the American people, not that they're not Americans, but they're anti-America, we tend to have had it too easy. And we just think that what goes on in D.C. is politics, and that's all it is. But my friends, it is so much more than that. And it has been more than that for a very, very long time. That's why we've got questions of how far can we take that Second Amendment? How far can we take and squeeze that First Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment? So we've compromised. That's what I said. I don't like that word. Because we've compromised our rights, our liberties. And when we want the government to do things for us, then we're dependent. And once we are dependent, we don't want to give anything up, do we? But at that point in time, all of us are slaves to legislation. We're slaves to the government because we're dependent on them. And if they take this away or that away, we don't know what to do. Welfare, I don't know if it was really well intended when it started. But it started, as I was told, to be a help to those that were in a struggle in their lives, to get them up over that hump. But it has become a lifetime, a life. It's what they do to make a living. And if you take it away, They don't know what to do. Now, it's not their fault. It's our fault. It's the government's fault. We have created slaves. We've created a people of every color now. It's not just one color or the other. It's every color of Americans who are now so dependent on government that they don't know what to do. They don't know how to be self-sufficient. They don't know how to take care of themselves. We saw that when Katrina hit. You know, I don't know what I would have done, but I remember thinking at that time, rather than screaming in the streets, why doesn't somebody come save us? I'd have been taking my kids and walking up the top, I don't think you can find a hill, but the highest hill you can find. I'd be hoofing it out of there if I didn't have a car. I'd be doing something. You can't just scream for help and expect it to come. You have to have some kind of sense of doing it yourself. But we don't teach people how to do it themselves anymore. How to be self-sufficient. If you're not good at math, figure it out how to get good at math. Or at least figure out this problem. Or that problem. We make fun of me here in the office because I have trouble pronouncing some words. So I'm looking them up and trying to figure out how to pronounce them. And I go online and I get it all figured out and I write it out on my paper and I still do it wrong. Because I get kind of in a rush and a little nervous. So I don't pronounce the words right, but I know how to go figure it out. That's not like life necessarily. But if your family was starving, what would you do? Would you just cry to the government for help? Or would you figure out something to do? Would you go rob somebody? And I had somebody that I really have a high respect for, and he said, I don't take it. I wouldn't hold it against anyone if they were starving and they stole food. I also know a man in this area that grew up so poor that that's what they did. They got food out of the garbage cans behind the grocery stores. Food that was thrown away. And that's how they survived. They didn't steal the food, but they took the garbage. America is supposed to be a people of independence. People that are stubborn. People who will fight for equality and their rights. And we have had many dark times in this nation. But we need to learn from them. Not destroy statues to forget them. We're never going to all think the same. But we are all equal. Regardless. And according to our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, we are equal. We need to hold on to that. Socialism isn't the way, even though these young kids have been taught that, and we have politicians claiming it. They take an oath to the Constitution of the United States, they say the Pledge of Allegiance, and they push and legislate socialism. Civility. Kick 'em or unite. Mob rule. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm talking about civility. Kick 'em. Or can we unite? I think we know what's going to be the strongest force. The civility comment that Hillary made was a threat. That's exactly what it was. It was a threat. If we don't start letting them have what they want and start voting those Democrats back into the socialist Democrats, back into the majority, we're not going to see civility. We're going to continue to see what we saw through the Kavanaugh hearing. We're going to continue to see what we have seen for the, since Donald Trump was elected, President Donald Trump was elected. We're going to continue to see impeach, impeach, impeach. And violence in the elevators and violence on the streets. There'll be no civility as long as that party is not in power. And Michelle Obama made the comment, when they go low, we go high. And Holder, Eric Holder, who's thinking about running for president, so he's out there campaigning, trying to figure this all out. He disagreed with Michelle Obama. He said, when they go low, we kick them. Well, I kind of took that as a political verbiage. But there's a lot of people upset because of what has been going on with the spitting on people and the stopping of traffic and the attack on the baseball field, trying to kill senators, Republican senators. And with Maxine Waters, and with kicking people out of forcing people out of restaurants with their mob. But Michelle had a comeback, and I will give her this. I respect her for this. She says, fear is not a proper motivator. Hope wins out. And if you think about how you want your kids to be raised, how you want them to think about life and their opportunities, do you want them afraid of their neighbors? Do you want them angry? Do you want them vengeful? So I will give her a pat on the back for this. She's standing her own. Strong woman, stand your own. I don't agree with her with her politics because they tend to lean on the socialist side. Well, they don't just tend to, they do. And I know she doesn't know how to feed teenagers. However, that is the proper attitude, whether you're in agreement or not in agreement with other things. You've got to be civil. And Laura Ingraham had a segment last night on her show. And I really don't like to push other talk show hosts, but I've been doing it quite a bit lately. Because she's concerned about her children. Because her son came through the room. She said, we were all watching the Kavanaugh hearings, and he wanted to know when he saw him fighting in the elevator. I think that's the part it was. I don't remember which part it was. And he asked, what's that about? And she had to kind of try to explain to him that they're angry about this and that and that and this. And she says, how do you explain this to a 10-year-old? And then she said she got to thinking, what do the children think? They're seeing all of this on TV. What do they think? What are we teaching them when we say kick them? What are we teaching them when we allow them to see Maxine Waters and saying, you go to their restaurants, you go to the gas stations, wherever they are, you get in their face and you let them know they're not welcome here. What are we teaching the children? We're not teaching them love. We're not teaching them unity. The same party that talked down about bullies are the bullies, and they always have been. Now, not the Democrats of our grandfathers or my uncle. My uncle was a Democrat, and him and Daddy used to argue a lot. But he wasn't mean. They'd throw food at each other when they were arguing. But that Democrat Party doesn't exist anymore unless there's just one or two of them. Look what they did to, I can't think of his name now. They kicked him out of the Democrat Party, basically. What? I'll think of his name here in a little bit. But it's not the party that it used to be. Or at least I hope and pray that they weren't always this. But the Democrat Party has always leaned to be more violent. And I'm not going to give any, pats on the back to the Republicans. They get in your face too, but they don't promote violence. And those who are protecting or standing up for or trying to defend the Democrat Party will always bring up the one time in a presidential rally, campaign rally, when they were arresting someone for violence against a Trump person there in the rally, and they got a little bit ugly. And Donald Trump at that time was not president, and he said something about, get him out of here. He said, you ought to hit him in the face. Yes, I'll knock him out. Now, I'll pay for the lawyers. He shouldn't have said that. But the difference is, they attacked first. You're always the one that hits second is always the one that gets caught. But they attacked in that rally. They attacked first. And that's the difference. It doesn't make it right what he said. I'm not going to defend what he said. I'm going to explain the difference, though. There's a difference in that. And these protesters, which are really mobs, I don't care what the mainstream media is going to tell you. When you go into a restaurant and you keep someone from having their dinner, You're disturbing their peace, and there are laws against disturbing the peace. That is not a peaceful protest. That is harassment. And there's a difference. There's a difference in the signs that they hold up. If you're holding a sign and you're walking and picketing in front of something, that's a peaceful protest. If you're screaming and hollering and spitting on people, burning, starting fires in trash cans, stopping traffic, getting in brawls, that is no longer a peaceful protest. That is a mob. Malicious, obnoxious behavior. Disturbing the peace. Becoming violent. Walkaway founder, I've not heard of him, Brandon Straka. He's openly gay. He's a former Democrat behind the recent movement to walk away from liberalism, says he has seen an uptick in the number of people who say they're walking away from the Democrat Party. Why are they walking away from the Democrat Party? He says hundreds of people have reached out to him since the Justice Brett Kavanaugh battle started, and he began receiving more video testimonials and messages from people who say they will now vote Republican because of the smear campaign launched against Kavanaugh. It was obvious to everyone who was using their brain and could see what was taking place. He's not a paid protester. I probably don't agree with a lot of this man's politics and his lifestyle. But I think I could take him out to coffee. I think we could go have coffee together, if he drinks coffee. And we could talk about some things. And we could find a common denominator. We already did. He saw the smear campaign. How dirty is it going to have to get in D.C. before American people can see that the emperor is naked and your rights are almost gone? And guess who the emperor is? You. Because we're supposed to be. I know, if you're listening, Neil, I know what you're going to tell me, and I don't disagree with you, but we're supposed to be a constitutional republic where the people are in charge. But instead, we're the one that they keep screaming, a democracy, which is mob rule. 877-895-5410. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. Made in America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Been talking about the civility, the violence that we are seeing, and it is violent. There's no other way to look at it. These commentators trying to define it, and they don't use the M word. Don't use the M word. It's not mob rule. It's not a mob. It's just protesters. Well, it's not just protesters. They're in Portland, Oregon, where they are stopping the traffic and kicking and throwing things. That's violence. Yelling and screaming. They're not caring. Well, they may have had a few signs. I don't know. The ones I saw didn't have any signs. But they're chasing these motorists. Why? What is the purpose in that? Well, just the article that I was just sharing with you about the young man that said he's a part of this walk away founder. I've not heard of the walk away founder, where they're walking away from the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party has gone nuts. They're not about equality anymore. They're not about civility. They never have. Well, they haven't been in many, many years. Remember, the Democrat Party were the ones doing the lynchings down deep south. The Democrat Party, right now in this nation, is not constitutional. They bring it up every now and then when they want to use a piece of it. But this is the ones that took the sit-in against the Second Amendment. Just back in, I don't know, when was that, 2012, 2014? But this young man, this is America Censored, is a daily caller program dedicated to political stories dominating the news cycle. The Daily Caller, Stephanie Hamill, is a straight shooter who isn't afraid to tell you what she thinks. And I guess she's interviewed this guy. Hamill has put the left on blast for turning a blind eye to the violent MS-13 gang. Remember, they're all about them. Talked about the left's war on white men, white old men, old white men, and highlighted the dangers of socialized medicine in some of her recent monologues. Well, this is pushing her, but isn't that what's going on? They got upset when President Trump called the MS-13 gang animals. That's exactly what they are. Vicious. They have no love in them. I meant to bring in my scripture reading from this morning. It was about praying for your enemies. We need to be in prayer for this nation. I'm not going to call this nation our enemies. But the ones that are going at you, I wouldn't call them friends. Scaring you in elevators. Because I think Flake needs to man up a little bit. But it would be intimidating. You know, I'm a female. I'm not very big. And if I'm in an elevator with just a man, he doesn't even have to say a word. I'm kind of intimidated. He doesn't have to say a word. It doesn't take much to intimidate sometimes. Paid protesters are there because they want them to cause a scene. They want them to cause trouble. They want them to get arrested. They want them to make a statement. But paid protesters, they're not dedicated to a cause, just to a dollar. Same with the mercenaries. They took a cut of light that night, and they got captured. Wake up, America. These paid protesters are the useful idiots. The socialist agenda from Saul Alinsky's Radicals, Rules for Radicals. Health care is the first thing on the list. Control their health care and you control the people. What is it they're screaming about? They want socialized medicine. Never, ever is it good. Ask the other countries that have it. They come here. Poverty. They want the poor. Increase poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. That is slavery, my friends. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes and this will produce more poverty. The Democrat Party is promising to do away with those tax cuts. They want the crumbs back. Number four is gun control, and I love the reality of this. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. Not from the deer, not from the antelope, from the government. That way you are able to create a police state. Welfare is number five. Take control of every aspect of their lives, their food, their housing, their income. Education. Oh, wow. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Number seven, religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and schools. And number eight, the final step here is class warfare. They got to divide you. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take or tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. What is it we see going on right now? That's exactly what we see going on right now. The Democrats are pushing this. If you're protesting with them and you're not paid, you're one of the useful idiots. And if you're paid, you're just a useful idiot that's earning a little living. When will Americans who truly love freedom and independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity, when will the Americans stand up and put an end to this? Stand up and be united. Pray for boldness, not meanness. Pray for boldness and pray for those who are currently the useful idiots so that they can see the light and join in the love of independence, of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We must unite. That's the only way. Civility. Can you be civil to one another? Take them out to coffee and talk to them? Or do you rather kick them? Unite. United we stand, divided we fall, and we are in a downfall, my friends. It's time to stand up. Get angry, get a righteous anger, and bring America home.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.